USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As fears continue to mount over the new Omicron coronavirus variant, President Biden, speaking in Nantucket, Massachusetts, addresses the South African travel ban in response to the variant.
I've decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region, and except for American citizens who are able to come back.
That ban does start Monday. The World Health Organization is expressing concern that the strain could spread rapidly, while Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's no indication it's reached the United States at this point in time. A government funding deadline is looming as Congress returns to work next week. The government runs out of money on December 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Fears regarding that new COVID variant triggering a Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow Jones plunging over 1,000 points earlier in the session for its worst drop of 2021. Your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow losing 905 points to close at 34,899, the S&P losing 106, while the NASDAQ also dropped 353 points. Markets closing early following the Thanksgiving holiday. President Biden is facing backlash after releasing 50 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to combat rising gas prices. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter joins Fox News saying, the president is misusing the reserve.
This is not what the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was meant for. It was meant for an emergency. It wasn't meant for Joe Biden to try to correct his economic policies that are so bad that it's driving up the price.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Americans are seeing inflation as prices rise for goods and services, particularly oil and gas prices. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan claims Democrats are hoping for higher gas prices to implement their green agenda.
At the same time you're trying to get American companies to decrease production, you got the President of the United States begging OPEC to increase production. I asked him in the hearing, I said, what do you guys want, $8 gasoline? And the truth is, they do. They're this committed to their crazy Green New Deal policies. They actually want to harm American families.
President Biden says a greener energy sector would lead to good-paying union jobs in fast-growing areas like solar power. The supply chain crisis is not only having an impact on stores and malls across the country, but also Christmas trees as we head towards the holiday. Ed Gallo owns Gallo Family Christmas Trees in Tampa, Florida. He tells Fox News Live bigger Christmas trees have been hard to come by.
We're lucky enough to get a few in the beginning. We opened up last Friday, and the bigger ones were gone early. My supplier was lucky enough to get me a few more, but it's not going to be like it was in years past.
The National Christmas Tree Association saying it expects steady price increases over the next few years to only get worse. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.